One of the creators of a terrifying television monster has died. It may be a Christmas movie, but the abominable snowman in Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer has given children chills for more than 50 years. That 1964 TV classic was produced by production company Rankin Bass, and Jules Bass died Tuesday. NPR's Netta Ulaby has our remembrance.
Rankin Bass stop-motion movies are part of American childhoods, and they are uncanny in a good way. They have the strange, unsettling qualities of a dream.
If I live to be 100, I'll never be able to forget that big snowstorm a couple of years ago.
The animation style is called animagic.
That's Rick Goldschmidt, a Rankin Bass historian, talking to NPR in 2004. It took more than a year, he said, to painstakingly animate a movie that lasted just under an hour.
They're dolls with wire joints, and they're very intricate. They cost about $5,000 to make back in 1964.
Prior to 1964, Jules Bass worked in advertising in New York, very much the era of Mad Men. He teamed up with Arthur Rankin Jr. to make commercials. Rankin, who died in 2014, remembered his collaboration in an interview on the Television Archives.
He was a creator and a writer, and he was also a lyricist.
Just like a character in Rudolph.
Now let's try out the new elf song I wrote. And remember, it's for Santa. And a one, and a two, and a three. Ho, ho,
ho, ho, ho. No one expected Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer to be such a success. It still airs frequently over the holiday season, and it's helped inspire movies such as Toy Story. Rankin said after Rudolph first aired, he and Jules Bass became the go-to guys for stop motion.
We had no problem filling our production schedules, our personal lives, and our company's ability to produce. We couldn't produce all the stuff they wanted to buy from us.
These stuff would include other Christmas specials, monster specials, and kids' cartoon shows that would help define a generation.
Thundercats! Ho!
From Thundercats to the animated movies The Last Unicorn and The Hobbit, the latter with another scary monster.
My precious. It is my precious.
Jules Bass retired to France, where he wrote vegetarian cookbooks for kids. He died at an assisted living center in Rye, New York. He was 87 years old. Netta Ulaby, NPR News.
Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer had a very shiny nose.